Okay, today's daf is daf Yud, and we start with a rousing. Amar, a guy says, Amra Parazo. You know what this cow says? This cow says, Hareni Nizirayim Omedet Ani. If I get up, I'll be a Nizira. I ain't ever getting up. So then the halacha is, or if he says, oh, this door is never going to open. I heard the door saying, Hareini Nizirayim Niftachat Ani. If I ever open up, I'll be a Nazir. So then Beit Shammai Omrim, the door is a Nazir, actually. The guy who reported this is a Nazir. Tomorrow we'll go into what exactly the case is. Beit Hillel Omrim Eino Nazir. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, just as I said in the first Mishnah, Av Kishamru Beit Shammai, even though they said he's a Nazir, that didn't mean he's a Nazir. Lo Amru, all they said was, in a case, Velabo Omer, Hare Parazu Alai Korban Imomedity. Not that it should be a Nazir, but rather Korban, and it's the same as I said before, that he ashers himself on the Grogrot. And by the case of the first Mishnah here too, he's answering himself on the Bosser of the Parah if it gets up. Says the Gemara, what's going on? Are we in Disneyland here? Parah mi kamishtari. What's that? What do you mean the Parah said to me? What's going on? Amar Rami Bar Chamana. We have to understand the case here as talking about Kagon Shaita Parah Rebutza Lefanav. Oh boy. It's starting again. This is going to go on now for 2 years. Man. This is nuts. There's a Parah that is lying there on the ground and looking very comfortable and clearly has no intention of ever getting up. So this guy says, you know, Kisvura Parah Zosheen Omedi. This Parah thinks it ain't ever getting up. And I'll tell you, I don't think it's ever getting up either. Hareini Nazir mi Bisara imamdam Eilea. If this Parah gets up on her own, I mean, obviously we're all going to be able to get her up. We'll build a fire under her if we got her. But if she would get up on her own, I would be a Nazir. And she gets up. Imamdam Eilea, she gets up on her own. So now, how did he make himself a Nazir? He made himself a Nazir, in other words, in reference to the Parah. I mean, otherwise, what's the whole conversation? So he's answering himself as a Nazir on the Bosser of the Parah. But that's the same thing as an octopus. I mean, that's the issue that we had yesterday, L'chora. So then, if that's the case, what's the machlokas? Hochu Beit Shammai L'shitatan Beit Hillel L'shitatan. And this is basically the machlokas that we had in the opening Mishnah. So therefore, here too, so Beit Shammai, the Amri Minagro, Grotu Minadve Lahavi Nazir Achinami. In the same way that in the opening Mishnah, even though the person used the Lashon of Nazirut specifically on something that you can't be Nazir from, such as figs, nonetheless, we interpreted his statement to mean, since Ein Adam Matzid V'Rav Levatala, that is considered to be a real Nazir. So, even though the Nazirut was from something on which Nazirut has no effect, namely, eating meat, so even though he said, Mi Bisara, the real intent was Ein Adam Matzid V'Rav Levatala and Avi Nazir. Beit Hillel Omrim, just like he said in the first Mishnah, Lo Avi Nazir. And that's basically the Machlokas. Says the Gemara, but so then what's the point of repeating the Machlokas? I mean, the way Rami Bar Chama is learning, it all boils down to the same Mishnah over again, except with humor. Now, the first Mishnah had no humorous content. The second Mishnah has humorous content. What's an afkamina if it's dvela or grogrot, and if it's basar? I mean, both of them are completely out of the realm of nazirut. So why repeat it? Omar Rava, look, tarte tlat. V'chein tani v'chia tarte tlat. V'chein omar Rav Shaya tarte tlat. We've got two or three machlokas in, and they're basically the same machlokas. Grogrot Vela is one, Basar is two, and Delet is three. And there's a reason why we wanted to repeat it in this way two or three times. Because let's say it would have said only the opening Mishnah of Grogrot and Vela. So I would have said, Atamud Yamri Bet Shammai Havinazir Mishum the Michlefan Ba'anavim. Look, you can at least see the nature of the enav of the grape in other inyanim that also grow as sweet fruits. As a matter of fact, I don't remember. Did I mention last night the Tosefta and the Yerushalmi about Kino Kinuyim? I forgot to say it. I didn't mention. All right, so then let's mention it now because it's really very nogea that discussion. Tosis brings yesterday in the Mishnah the Tosefta, which is really the whole basis, the way Yerushalmi understands the sugya, that the Machlokes Beit Shammai Beit Hillel is not about whether any of the issues that we raised about Ein Adam Masid V'Av V'Hatala, but rather whether Kinuye Kinuyin works. So here we have a Kinuy of a Kinuy. The person is referring to Nezirut and to grapes by referring to figs, which is a little weird. But let's say he would have said clusters, Eshkalot. Now there is a pasuk that relates Eshkalot to Tirosh. Okay, so Tirosh, but Tirosh generally in the Torah means Anavim. The thing is that Tirosh has come to mean B'loshon B'nei Adam. Certainly at the time of the Gemara, which is used all the time, nowadays also, you'll often find it used that way. It just means sweet things. It's like a candy shop will call itself Tirosh. The sweet things. So sweet things are figs. Their idea of sweet things was fruit, basically, fruit toast. That was the only thing they had that was sweet things. So that would mean that a package of dried fruit, like dried figs, or a vela, would be called Tirosh. Since Tirosh is referred to as Eshkolot, so now if we take the thing that could be called Tirosh, which is the figs, and Tirosh is called Eshkolot, which is really a reference to Anavim, so you have a kinui of a kinui, and the question is, does the language work that way? With that much level of interpretation that it would be considered for haflav nezirut, says Beit Hillel, no, it's not called a kinoi, it's two steps away. Says Beit Shammai, yes. Oh, so then the way to learn this Gemara would be that the Bavli is taking into consideration the contextual, the idea of something, a fruit that grows and it's sweet, is similar to an enav. So that's already close enough to grapes. Maybe there the guy has in mind a zirut, so I can understand over there there would be a makor with that meat. And how would anybody mix up meat thinking that meat could be a far out reference to the zirut? It's no reference to the zirut at all. I mean, over there it's completely levatala, or over there it's not even a kinoy. Certainly we're really taking into consideration the possibility of this. So therefore we want to list the case of the pura, which is a case of meat. Avu basar banavim lo mikra. There certainly is no connection between meat and grapes. On the other hand, let's say that it would say basar. So then I would say, you know what? People always think, the way we talk about meat and potatoes, they talk about meat and wine. That's the basic meal. I mean, that's the way the Rambam learns, right? A person shouldn't learn Kabbalah until he fills himself up with the meat and potatoes and meat and wine. That's the filling up of a person. So if that's the case, maybe the reason that Beit Shammai is saying that a reference to basar is a reference to nezirut, because it always goes hand in hand. It would be like saying that a guy often goes to cheese and wine tasting, so he says, no more cheese for me. We'd say he'd be a nazir. Right? Because the cheese to him is a reference to the wine that comes with the cheese, and no more cheese tasting for him is really, I'm all for wine. So then it might be the case of a year. Mashenking, when it comes to a delet, I mean, if you're going to tell me, even if you would say both of these cases, the case of the grogeret and the case of the basar, it's okay. In both of these cases, there's some vague reference to the zirut. So over there, maybe he eat mahani tardi, hanim de kamri beit shamai, avo delet, but I understand a piece of wood could possibly be a reference to the zirut. Same of motive of the Beit Hillel. So there he would be motive of the Beit Hillel that he can't be referring to Nezirut at all. He's just using it
as an extended term of like, I'll be damned if this door will ever open kind of thing. He doesn't really mean to make an isser on himself of anything. And that there may be Zmeida.
That's not a kinui at all.
To what? No, not a kinui at all. I mean, again, unless you're all like Rabbi Yehuda, that what he's really saying is I'm answering myself on the Dalit. That's a possibility. But then you have the other machlokes about whether he said something kiderech habit nadvim. I mean, it's very common for people to say, I'll be damned, if. But what does I'll be damned mean? Doesn't that, I mean, isn't damning a lashon of cherem, which was a lashon of cherem, is really a lashon of neder? Right? So when the guy says, kinidre rishoyim, so then kinidre rishoyim are people who go around saying, I'll be damned. That's exactly the case that the Gemara uses. So it says, kinidre rishoyim is considered to be a neder. So the question over here is that since he says it in a lashon, is he root, whether that means anything in terms of nazir? Does it mean anything in terms of neder? This is the way Rav Yehuda learns. Or since it's an outrageous use of a word to say I'll be damned, to say I'll be a nazir, that's not the way people usually mean things, and therefore we would all like Rabbi Shimon, is not considered to be anything. So those were the three approaches. So Memela over here, we need to talk about Delet, in order to tell me that even there, it means ein adam motzi dvar levatol. On the other hand, let's say it just said delet. We say, well, look, if Beit Shammai is willing to entertain a guy's being a nazir if he's referring to a delet, so kol shekain, if he's referring to dvela and grogroth, or he's referring to boser, why don't you need the other cases? Because of the other way, if it said the case of delet, I would say baha kamri Beit Hillel. Why does Beit Hillel say a guy couldn't possibly mean the zirut? Because how could a delet be in any way a signifier of Nazirut? That's why he argues. But maybe if it's something to do with Nazirut, so he wants to refer to the meat of the meat and wine, or he wants to refer to the mitikut, the perot, which relate to the mitikut of the grape. Okay, maybe it'll be Marla Beit Shammai. Therefore, I need to have all of these cases in order to make it very clear that in all cases, Beit Shammai holds what he holds, Beit Hillel holds what he holds. Says Rava, this is an extremely prosaic reading of the Mishnah, which for all intents and purposes makes the humor meaningless. Because it has nothing to do with the case at all. In other words, you're saying the case is there only because he really is referring to the meat of the parah and the door as a door. And the Mishnah is really trying to say that the whole point is, if it doesn't get up, but it doesn't say it doesn't get up. All it says in the Mishnah, I mean, if that's the point, how do we leave out the word if it doesn't get up? You're trying to twist this into a reference to the parah and to the door. You're not saying that the man is speaking out for himself as if he is taking over the voice of the parah. Let me speak for the parah. I will be a nazir. That's not what you're saying. You're saying, you're inserting a clause that the guy is thinking, boy, this parah probably thinks it's never going to get up. Or this door thinks it's never going to open. This is beautiful, does this, by the way. Beautiful. Who says the reference to a door thinking, or to a parah thinking? I mean, obviously a door doesn't think. I mean, you can say a parah thinks, but a door certainly doesn't think. So that means that the word thinking is used in terms of the human being's anthropomorphication for the parah and the door. So that actually is what Rami Bar Chama is saying. In other words, he's expressing himself in this way. Where do we see that in the pasuk? Brilliant. In Yonah. The boat thought that it was about to break up. What do you mean the boat thought it was about to break up? So obviously when we talk about objects thinking, we're thinking about the way in which it would appear to us from the outside in a Disney movie, you know, where the boat's got a little face on it, and it's looking terrified, and it's thinking, ay, 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 I'm going to be busted, right? Okay, so that's the way it's been used over years. It's beautiful, right?
The basis was the sun that's trying to come out.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, thinking about shining.
But here we find it in the pasuk itself.
What does that add to the understanding?
That's part of the question of Rava. What does that add to the understanding? Why do we need all the humor over here? What the par is thinking, what the bellet is thinking. According to you, it's just a way to refer to the meat. And the worst part of it is that if that's the case, we left out the key word, which is no. I'm not going to get up. Because, I mean, that's the only point. Therefore, says Rava, I can't believe that that's the meaning of the Mishnah over here. The case must be like this. Elam ha-Rava kigon shaita para revutza lefanam v'yomar ha-re alai korban. What happens over here is that the guy is basically saying that this para over here is thinking that it's never going to get up, and I'm telling you that it's going to be on me like a carbon, because it's thinking, oh, if I get up, that's probably what they're going to do with me. So says, wait a minute. A para for a carbon, I mean, that part is fine. And the delet is thinking that if I open up, they're going to bring me on the Mizbeach? What's exactly the delet thinking? And a delet bat korbani. Come on, what do you mean? I said, well, no. It says, Rav, okay, let me make that clear. I'm saying the para is sitting down there. The amar to the guy is basically saying like this. I'm going to be a nazir. Not usher on the meat of the para. A nazir miyayin, straight out. I will be a nazir miyayin. Im lo amda. So basically what we have over here is a war of wills. Now this often happens on a farm. There's a beautiful story in the Harriet series. He's got a story like this of a para that was revutsa, half in a little nachal and half out, right? And it's sitting there, and nobody can get this para to move, and it's sitting there for days. So they finally call the vet. And they had like five big guys, you know, pushing the para, grabbing the para. This para is not moving. So they call the vet. Harriet comes in, and he makes his diagnosis. He says, this para is never getting up. It's got a broken pelvis. And he moves the pelvis, and he hears it's clicking and so on. He says, forget it. This para is never getting up. Okay. So what happens? A day later, the para gets walks away, right? So, I guess he's very embarrassed, and the guy tells me how something, he explains to him how this happens, that sometimes it sounds like it's broken, it isn't broken. So sometimes these cows get it into their head, they're not moving, no matter what you do, they're not moving. These guys figured out a way which they irritated its rear end in such a way it had to get up. They had a Kabbalah how to do this. So he said that Lamaisa, he ended up giving that para such a rifas yomi, because nobody was ever going to shift that para. Because that para was always the para that Harriet said was never going to get up. Nobody's going to get it. For years, it's a great joke on the vet. But maybe it's mamish this Mishnah. So that you have all these guys struggling with a para. So the guy is saying over here, aha, so this para thinks it's never going to get up. Well, I'll be damned if I don't get it up. So that's the point. So in other words, he's saying, I will be a nazir, a real nazir. Nazir from the eye, not nazir from the par. I'll be a real nazir if I don't manage to get this par up. We'll see who's boss around here. And then, just as he's about to come, big schlubby guy, he's getting the par up. Par sees him coming and gets up and walks away. That must be the case, isn't it? Okay. So now, over there, Bitchy, we have a machloket about the para. That's why we say this humorous case. It's not that this is a machloket about the first Mishnah again. It's a new issue that we put into the same format to bring out a completely different machloket. What is the different machloket? The different machloket is, what does a guy mean when he says, I'll be damned if? That's the point. So does he mean that it has to be a test of wills? I'm going to prove my oaths against this para. And I'm telling you right now, I'm going to get that para up, and you're going to see. If I don't get that para up, well, he didn't get that para up. Para got up on its own. So now what was the meaning of I'm going to get the Pora up in context of a case where the Pora gets up? So Beit Shammai says, look, Turpe Dahai Gavra, what this guy is trying to prove is that he's better than the Pora. So he's trying to say is, Mishum Ukma Biyadegu, I'm going to get this Pora up. And he didn't. The Pora outwitted him. She sees the guy coming, says, whoops, we'll see who's boss. So she goes and gets up. This is like the guy who quits before he gets fired. You know, so the boss says, all right, we're going to go in and teach him a lesson. He comes into the office and the guy says, I quit. Now I can't teach him a lesson. So what is the real meaning of these kinds of situations of wars of worlds? Does it include when you get your way, but the person did it himself? When you got your way, but the Pora showed you up? You didn't get her up. So there, that's the Shiloh. So Beit Hillel Savre, Beit Hillel says, no, that's it. Look, the guy just wants to get the Pora up. He doesn't care. Gets up on himself. It's Mishum Derevi'ah, V'Kamet. All he's trying to say is, if you think this Pora is going to be sitting there lying there an hour from now, by the time I get done with it, you'll see it's not going to be there. And if it is, I'll be a Nazir. And it's not. It walked up, walked away. So he's made his point. The Pora is not going to be sitting there. So therefore, he was not going to be a Nazir. So think about, wait, that doesn't make sense either, Rabbah. What's the matter with you? If you're telling me there was never a reference to the Pora in terms of the content of the Neder, and this is a separate machlokas about the Pora as the trigger of the Neder, and it's just a machlokas which has nothing to do really with Nazir, because it would have been exactly the same machlokas if the guy said, I will go up in a flying balloon. If I mean, that's not even in the Zeros. Except we brought it over here because it sounds like that's what you learn. So how do you learn Rabbi Yehuda? It's all very nice to have in the Machlokas, but Chame Beit Hillel, which is just a pattern, it's patterned on the first Mishnah. But how could Rabbi Yehuda possibly say the guy is usher on the meat of the Pora if he never even referred to the Pora? That doesn't make any sense. So if he says, Ema Seif, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Abkisham, Rube, Chamei, Lo Omru Alabomer Harei Alai Korban. What Korban? Pora Mi Matvis Bamidi wasn't even talking about the Pora. At least the way Rami Bar Choma has the cases, he's talking about the Pora. So the question is whether a reference to meat could be a reference to Naziris. Okay, comes on Rabbi Yehuda says, well, reference to meat isn't a reference to Naziris, but it could be a reference to becoming usher on the eating of the meat. Okay, that makes sense. But then you got the other problem. So why the heck mention a funny case of the Pora not wanting to get up? It's irrelevant, really. That's what the question boils down to. In other words, even though the Gemara phrases the case of it, and the Tana left out the law, I mean, obviously that's not the main problem. Because if that was the main problem, you could say the same thing to Rava. Because I understand, the Tana left out the whole business. The Tana left out that the guy was angry. That's not the point. If there's a reason for a reference to the Tanai, I don't need to talk out every last bit. I could leave it up to you. But if you're telling me, well, actually there was no reference at all to the question of whether the Pora is going to get up or not, who cares? We just argue directly about the meat. But then to take the opposite extreme, which is Rava's extreme, we're not even talking about the Pora at all. The Pora is just there as it's nigh. There's no reference to meat. So then what is Rabbi Yehuda saying that you're going to be usher on the meat? That part also doesn't make sense. Obviously, we're going to need to strike a happy medium over here between the Rami Bar Choma chat and between the Rava chat. Otherwise, we're going to be stuck. Something just doesn't make any sense at all. Therefore, says the Gemara, actually, I better change the chat in Rav. Ella, what we're going to have to say is like this. Gondomar, Hareni Nazir mi Bisarai. I changed my mind. He didn't say I'm a Nazir from Yai. He said, I'm a Nazir from the meat of the Pora, but he used the lotion of Nazirut, if I don't get this Pora up. So now there's two different issues that's involved. First of all, can a person be Nader in Nazirus using a reference to meat? That's similar to the first issue, the Groger and the Debela. So we'll make our additional Tzrichasa. Okay, well, what's the point of that? There's no more bigger Chiddush in that. Obviously, we can no longer ask the question, what's the point of adding the Mishlan? Because there's a whole separate issue over here. Separate issue being, what does a guy mean when he's in a tug of war with a Zora with a Pora? Fine, that's a separate issue. But vis-a-vis the question of the grogrot and the basar and so on, we also have the machlokes. We have two separate machlokes. How to read the Tanai, and in the event that we read the Tanai correctly, what are the implications of such a Tanai? So therefore, it's talking about that the guy is saying that he is going to get this par up, and if not, he's going to be a nozer from its meat, which according to Beit Shammai would mean a nozer from yayin also. So Beit Shammai sabre turpe dehu gavre mishum ukma biyadehu. He intended to show that he's better than the par, and he's going to get that par open no matter what. V'alu, but he didn't. Ubeit Hillel sabre turpe dehu gavre mishum derevia. V'akamat. Wait. That still doesn't make sense. Because then what you're saying is that according to Beit Hillel, the problem is that the Parah outsmarted him and the door outsmarted him by opening before he had to force it open. Or by getting up before he had to force it to get up, right? But if it wouldn't be for that, what, he would be an Ozer? That's what you're saying. The Parah got up on its own. And if the Parah hadn't gotten up on its own, then Beit Hillel suddenly would be made that the guy says, I'm an Ozer from Basar, is an Ozer from Yayin? Why does that change anything? In the Beit Shammai it makes sense, in the Beit Hillel it makes no sense at all. You still got the other problem. The guy did not make the Naziris properly. So how could you possibly say, Beit Hillel sabri ilo kamat avi nazir? Or what? That in fact, if he didn't get up on its own, and he had to drag it up, so then he would be a nazir. V'amri b'bisara lo avi nazir. I thought he held that just like you hold by grogrot, you're not a nazir. So from Basar, you're also not a Nazir. No. He didn't mean that you're going to be a Nazir. He didn't mean he holds you're going to be a Nazir. He was telling Beit Shammai that even if you hold that Basar, you're a Nazir. But come on, in this case, the Parah got up. Why would you be anything? The Tanai was not Mekuyam. So, L'tamer Beit Shammai kamri. There's Beit Shammai kamri. He's saying to Beit Shammai, saying to this one. I mean, as far as we're concerned, we have Beit Hillel, we think this whole thing is ridiculous. You can't make yourself a Nazir by referring to a par. So that's out of it. Amazing. I mean, this is the dot that the Parshas Par introduces, right? We got, all of a sudden we're talking about talking paras and their ability to be nice to all and who's going to get them up and so on. But she was a good old cow with eyes so bright. You remember that one?
Yeah.
But you can't expect a cow to read a railroad sign, no?
Yeah.
Such a sweet song. She stood in the middle of the track, and a train hit her right in the back.
Isn't that a statement about the guy's failing to look after his cow?
It wasn't his.
Or somebody to fail to take care of the cow. And isn't this coming back to a person's point of view? And what, I mean, don't we all... Back to
that could be, but it's certainly deeply hidden. We're talking about the trust. There's all kinds of levels in the Gemara.
You should be sad for animals, is that the point?
No, the point is, are you a Nazir or not? That's the point. The other issues are on other levels of concern. You know, we could do the Gemara Kabbalistically.
This could be the source of, do we kowtow to the cow?
Let's start from the top. Anyway, so Liddy does, as far as we're concerned, there's no way you can become a Nazir. I don't care what kind of thing. If you use the language of meat, you're not going to be a Nazir. So I feel a low common name, you'll have a Nazir. But Liddy, according to you, Beit Shammai, you say a guy is a Nazir when he makes a Nazir from meat. Okay, fine. But what about the other problem? Odulan Miyad, I mean, at least agree that in this case, the guy said, basically, only if the parah doesn't get up, and the parah did get up. So Turpe Da'adin Gavrim, what the guy is really trying to say, is this cow is not going to be here in an hour. It's going to be walking around, and I'm a monkey's uncle again. That's what he's saying. And in fact, the cow got up and is walking around. So why would the guy be a Nazir? So Turfadai Gavra Mishum de Rabia Vakamat. He's upset at the fact that it seems to be lying there, and it got up, and it's no longer lying there. Well, Beit Shammai is coming to argue and say, no, actually, Turfadai Gavra Mishum Ukba Veyade, This is basically a human being is always in a tug of war with the world around him. So if this cow thinks it's not going to get up, I'm going to get it up. If this is the Israeli approach. So I'll get it up. If this door is not going to open, I'm going to get it open. And then if Chas v'Shalom it opens itself, I mean, you're undoing my manhood. That's the challenge. Another difference in the way Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel relate to the world. Omar, Omra parazo, hareni nizirayim omeret ani. Or Omer adelat hazeh, hareni nizirayim niptachat ani. So Beit Shammai omrim nazir, Beit Hillel omrim eino nazir. Om Rabbi Yehuda Afki Shamru Beit Shammai lo Amru Ela Ba Omer Arei Parazu Alai Korban Im Omedet Hi. But certainly it's not a way to make a Nazirut. But what is this business about talking Poros? Pora, Mika Mishtoi. Omar Rami Bar Chom Achma Yisinam. Mergon Shaita Pora Revutsa Lefanav. V'yomar Kisvura Pora Zo Ein Omedet. Well, I'll tell you something, baby. Areni nazir mi besara imam dami eleha. Imam dami eleha. Vofu Beit Shammai l'shitatam. Beit Hillel l'shitatam. Beit Shammai diami min agrogrot min advela havi nazir hachinami mi besara havi nazir. Beit Hillel omrim lo havi nazir. Same thing over here. So then what's the point of repeating it? Vamru Beit Shammai chorazim, no? Omar Rava tarte tzlat. V'chein tani Rebbe Chiya tarte tzlat. V'chein Amar Rebbe Yoshaya tarte tzlat. V'tzichem. The Yitmar Bahai, the case of Gogar to Dvela, I would say, Hatamu the Amri Beit Shammai Avin Nazir Bishum the Mikla Fan Ve Anavim, Avo Basar Ve Anavim Lo Mikla. The Yitmar Basar, I would say, maybe only Hachu the Amri Beit Shammai Avin Nazir, because Bistra Vachamra, Avo Gogro to Dvela, even that case is not enough connected to Nazir Lo, Kamashmana, the Yitmar Hanitarte, I would say even these two cases, Ani with the Kamri Beit Shammai, Abel Delet is not connected to Nazirut at all, Ema Modi Lula Beit Hillel, and on the other case, Itana Delet, I would say Baal Kamri Beit Hillel, Abel Ba'akhtar, the baby Modi Beit Shammai, because at least it's similar to Nyonim of Nazirut, Kamash Rondelo. Omar Rava, it's a very nice chat, except it doesn't have anything to do with the Mishnah. I mean, Nikatani in the Mishnah, anything about Imam Dame Eleha. Wait, before you go any further. A parah, you could say, is about korban. A delet? A delet's about korban? Sorry, says Rav. Let's take that again. Haita parah revutz alafanav. V'yomar. Actually, he didn't talk about the parah at all. He talked about hareini nazir miyayin. The reference was that a parah was only the tnai that would trigger a nazirut. That if this pora doesn't get up, if I'm meaning, if I don't get this pora up, in law I'm done, then I'm done in left. It got up all on its own, so Beit Shammai is having to do, but I gavra mishum ukma biyadeyu v'alo ukma. Whereas Beit Hillel says, look, you know, it's really not a function of will over here. I just want the door to open. I really don't care if we gotta smash it open or if it opens by itself, okay? So, the point is, mishum to reveal who? Makama! How could that be in that focus? Yachim a seifa, Rabbi Rafi Shamar Beit Shammai Lo Amar Alabama Harei and Alai Korban. I mean, according to the way Rav is learning, we never spoke about the Pora at all. Pora mitimatvis Pora. He's not talking about the buzz of the Pora. When, since when is he saying the Pora should be anything? Ela kigon diyama Harei Nazir mi besarayim lo amdami amdame ela. So Beit Shammai sabi tur pegel gavre mishumuk bebiyadeh valoruk. But that doesn't make sense in Beit Hillel. I mean, Beit Hillel, there's hold that what? Sabri Ilokam at Avi Nazir. How could he be a Nazir? If now you're saying he never mentioned Yayin and he only mentioned Basar, I thought Amin Mibisara, then wouldn't be considered to be a Nazir any more than Grogrog and Dveila would be. Well, it's only the Tamayo de Beit Shamaika Amin. Lididan, truth is Afi Ilokamat. Also, Naimi Lavi Nazir, because he didn't say it correctly, even though the Tanai may be triggered. But the Yitchud Amrita Havi Nazir. So why not admit at least that Odolan Miyad, the Turbid Aden Gavra, is only because he wants to see this para up and walking. Mishum Duramiyad. And it is. Vakama. Ubet Shammai, not they all turpid I gava is davka mishamuk b'miyadehu v'alokma b'yadeh, because the para got up first.